mentality, the mind, this thing right here, this is the secret to success. This is the secret to life. And if you don't know about it, you're going to figure it out right now. But honestly, the younger, the earlier you can figure this out, how important this thing dictates everything. You think it's about your feet. You think it's about your body and how fit you are. It's not. Those are important tools. But really, you cannot utilize those tools unless you have this thing working for you. It doesn't matter how good your skills are if you're mentally weak. It doesn't matter how in shape and how much of an athlete are if you are mentally weak. You will get exposed and you will not be able to get through the struggles. There's going to be struggles. Soccer is a tough game, especially if you want to play at the top level. Football is a very tough game. There's going to be ups and downs. And if you're mentally weak, you're not going to be able to pull through. So here I want to talk about some mentality secrets that you're going to use throughout this program, but for the rest of your life and the rest of your playing career. So I've got a few principles that I'll just fly through and some ways that you're going to apply them, a couple key points. So first of all, positivity. This is it, okay? Whatever happens, you're going to find a way to get through it. Things are going to work out for you. You can make it happen. You always see the solution rather than dwelling on the problem. Okay, this is where it starts. You have to be positive about everything. You have to be optimistic about your future. So a lot of people are negative. Majority of people, majority of players are negative. They're always blaming others. They're making excuses. They're bitter. They're pissed off. They're frustrated. They're angry. You are not like most players. You are positive, okay? That doesn't mean you don't play with intensity, with aggression. You just obviously do those things. You need those things. But your outlook is always positive. How can I get the most out of this situation? If things go bad, how can we come back from this? You start thinking about everything you're going to do, the actions you're going to take to create the life that you want, to create the success on the field that you want, to become the type of player that you want. Most players, things go bad and they just think about the negative. They think about why everything's going wrong. They complain about it. They cry about it, but they don't flip the switch and focus on the solutions. Okay. So you are positive. Everything's going to work out for you. If it's not working right now, you're going to find a way to make it work. The future is bright. Your future is going to be great if you do what's necessary to get there. You can make everything happen. So it starts with positivity. Positivity. I want you to analyze yourself. How do you act around other people? Are you positive? Do you bring other people up or do you bring them down? Are you always complaining about stuff? So I want you to make a commitment right now. Don't complain anymore. Seriously, for the rest of your life, stop complaining. If you can stop complaining, whether that's about soccer or things going on in your life, you're going to be so much happier. You're going to find so much more success. And I want you to be aware of people who just complain all the time. They come home from work and they complain. They're around other people. They just talk bad about other people, how they don't do anything right, how they're not going to be successful in life. They just complain about everything. They complain about the weather. They complain about the government. They complain about the traffic. They complain about their boss. They complain about their friends. They complain about their wife, their girlfriend. You don't complain anymore. Catch yourself complaining. Reframe it. Just focus on the good. Don't talk badly about people behind their back. Don't blame other people for your problems. Don't blame other people for their problems. If you're going to complain about something, don't say anything at all. Okay. So just be positive about everything, positive about soccer, positive about life, optimistic about your future. If things aren't going well right now, they will go well in the future. So number one, be positive about everything. Look for solutions. Don't focus on problems. Solve those problems. Put your time and energy into solving those problems rather than time and energy into complaining about them, wasting time, feeling sorry for yourself. Be positive. Desire. So you have to be hungry. You have to be ambitious. And a lot of people say they want things, but their actions don't match their ambitions. They say they want to be a great player. They say they want to be the top goal scorer. They say they want to be a better athlete, but they don't do anything to improve it. So talk is cheap. What are you going to do about it? Show me some desire. Show me some ambition. Do you wake up every morning and ask yourself, how am I going to make the most of this day? How am I going to suck the most value out of this day? Move forward, be ambitious, get closer to my goals. When everyone else is slacking off, being lazy, making excuses, I'm moving forward. I'm focused on being successful in soccer, being successful in life. You have to have the desire, hunger, ambition, desire, work ethic. That's all in here. Growth mindset. You're either moving backwards or you're moving forwards. And you're going to be your happiest when you're becoming better at soccer, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to be your happiest in life when you're becoming a better person. When you're becoming smarter, you're improving your finances, your health, your body's getting better. You are becoming more intelligent. You're becoming a better communicator. Your relationships are getting stronger. When you are growing, you will be happy. When you're staying still, you're the same person, you will not be happy. Something will feel wrong. You won't know what it is. This is it. If you're growing as a person, you're moving closer to your goals, you're improving yourself as a person, you're improving yourself as a player every day, you're working on little parts of your game, you're moving forward, you're seeing results, that's when you will be happy. So you have to have a growth mindset. How can I move forward? How am I getting better? How am I challenging myself? What are the new opportunities, the next goal in front of me? How can I move forward? Every day that you're growing is a good day. So have that growth mindset every day you want to move forward. Confidence. Confidence is a skill that you practice. People think, hey, I'm born with confidence or I'm not. I'm just confident. I've never been confident. That's not true. You may have confidence in certain areas of your life and not others. It's probably because you're good at those things. So confidence, it comes from competence. If you want to be more confident at soccer, practice your skills, become better. However, if you don't have the skill of talking to yourself positively, you'll never be truly confident because you'll have a bad game, you'll have a bad dip in form, and you'll start switching it up. Instead of saying, I can do this, you'll say, I can't do this. Instead of saying, I will do this, you're saying, I won't do this. I'm not good enough. You're going to have bad games. You're going to have losses. You're going to have dips in form. You're going to get cut from teams. People are going to tell you you suck. Confidence is talking yourself forward, talking yourself towards your goals, especially when things are going bad. It's keeping yourself calm and composed and ambitious when things are going well. So confidence is the skill of positive self-talk. That's really what it is. Yes, you will get confidence from repetitions, from training often, from improving. Those things will help you with confidence because when you get better at something, you talk to yourself differently in your mind. However, we can have two players and maybe you're training every day. Maybe I'm out of practice. You've been training every day. Things are going really well for you. You're feeling confident. I haven't been able to train for a week and maybe I'm not in the best shape. But guess what? When I'm on the field, I'm still talking to myself in a way that's going to allow me to succeed. If you have one bad touch, you might switch up your self-talk and now it becomes negative and then everything goes downwards. You've probably been there before. You felt really good going into the game and then you made a mistake. Your coach yelled at you. Your teammates got upset with you and then you lost your confidence. True confidence does not come and go. It stays with you forever. Even if you're playing bad, you talk to yourself in a way that's encouraging you to play better. So you have to understand confidence is a skill. The more you practice the skill of talking yourself forward, the more confident you will become. Ups and downs, you have to do the same thing. Tell yourself, I can do this. I will do this. I'm going to find a way to do this. I will find a way to fix this. I can. The quote is, whether you think you can or you think you cannot, you are correct. So if you tell yourself you can't do it, you won't. If you tell yourself you can, you will. So start telling yourself you can, even when things are going bad. You'll find a way to fix it. You'll find a way to come back from this. Confidence is the skill of talking yourself forward, talking yourself out of negativity, talking yourself out of bad situations, talking yourself in the direction that you want to go. So understand, it's not a genetic trait. It's not something that you were born with. It's something that you develop through the skill of talking to yourself positively. This is massive. This is mindset. This is mentality secrets. And this is something you need to start doing right now. Excuse me. Have a long-term focus. As I said, you're going to have dips in form. You're going to have struggles. You have to understand that whether you win today or you lose today, it's really irrelevant. What you're really focused on is your long-term goals, your long-term focus. Who do you want to become in the future? What type of player do you want to be at the end of your career? What is your long-term goal? What do you really want to achieve? So let's say, for example, you want to become a professional. Well, the fact that you lost today, it's not holding you back from becoming a pro. In fact, the fact that you lost today is probably going to help you if you have that mindset. It's going to help you because this is irrelevant. This is all about growth. The day-to-day things, the wins, the losses, the bad practices, the bad games, the good games, they're all about the long term. So focus on the long term. Whatever happens today, it's irrelevant. I'm going to take that. Obviously, you want to try to succeed in every situation. Sometimes it's not going to work out. How can you take that experience and use it to move forward every single day so you can get closer to that goal? If you're just focused on the instant gratification of today is everything. If I lose, now I suck and everything is horrible. If I win, I'm the best and I don't have to train. No, you've lost focus on the long term. Okay, so everything that you do today is just helping you get closer. Win or lose, bad or good, you have to have the focus on this is all part of the process. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to use everything that comes to me as motivation, as a learning tool, and it's all going to help me get closer to my long-term goals. Who do I want to be? What do I want to achieve? So when you have that long-term focus, everything becomes easier. Obviously, you're always trying to win. You're always trying to play your best. But if things don't happen, you don't get discouraged because of that, because you know this is part of the experience. I'm going to take this. I'm going to learn from it. It's going to make me better. I'm going to get more motivated, and that's going to help me get closer to this. And if I have that mindset and I just keep moving forward every single day, good or bad, win or lose, then eventually I'm going to get where I want to be. So have that long-term focus. Self-focused. You're not focused on other people. You're focused on yourself. Focusing on other people will make you bitter. Focusing on yourself will make you better. So what that means is don't compare yourself to Johnny, or don't compare yourself to that player on your team or the player on the other team who you think is really good and you say, oh, I'm not as good as him. I wish I was as good as him. Focus on yourself, the point that you're at right now, the player you are today. How can you become better than you are yesterday? Or how can tomorrow, can I be better than I am today? What can I do? And if you have that self-focus, you're not worried about anyone else. You're just focusing on yourself, on yourself, on yourself, on yourself. Then eventually, you'll be better than everyone else. You'll be better than that guy because you took the time. You didn't worry about what he was doing. You focused on what you could control. I always struggle so much saying that. You focus on what you can control, and that is your own actions, your own lifestyle, your own training, your nutrition, your mindset. Focus on that stuff. Become a better version of yourself every day. Become better than you were yesterday. So when you look back in 3 months, you're a totally different player. Then you're going to be better than everyone around you. Okay, so don't compare yourself to other people. Focus on yourself. You can look at other people. You can say, wow, I really like the way that he plays his passes or he makes those crosses. I like the way he finishes. I like the way he defends. I like his athleticism and how he moves around the field. I like his leadership and the way he makes tackles and the way he motivates his teammates. I'm going to take those things and I'm going to put them into my own game. But I'm not comparing myself to him. I'm using him to my advantage. I'm looking at him. What does he do well? Okay, I'm going to steal that from him. I'm going to work on that, add that to my game. And again, you're focusing on yourself. He may be better than you right now. That's fine. Let him do his thing. But I focus on myself. I get better version of myself every day. And then guess what? We play against him and I beat him. I dominated him because I took the time to worry about myself. When we were on the pitch, I wasn't like, oh my God, I hope I don't come up against him, or I really have to prove myself against him today. No. Focus on yourself. Improve yourself every single day. Become better. And then one day, if you really want, you'll be better than everyone else. Let's be honest. We all want to be the best. We want to be better than everyone around us. And you can achieve that, but only if you do this. If you waste your time worrying about other people, that's just going to hold you back. Focus on yourself, and then everything else will fall into place. Humility. So no matter how good you become, no matter how confident you get, you have to stay humble. Humility is, I'm extremely confident in myself. I believe in my ability to achieve, but I don't demonstrate that in a way that's arrogant, or demonstrate that in a way that brings other people down, makes other people feel less about themselves. I'm not better than you. I'm just being myself. Okay, if my play demonstrates that I'm better than you, that's fine. I'll display that with my actions. I'll never display that with my words. I'll never display that with my ego or my arrogance. I'll show you how good I am with the way that I play. I'll show you how professional I am with the way that I conduct myself, but I'm never going to rub it in your face. I'm never going to say it with my words. I will say it with my feet. I'll say it with my actions. I'll say it with my performance on the field. There's two types of people in this world: those who are humble and those who are about to be humbled. So what that means is if you are cocky, if you are arrogant, one day, probably soon, that's going to catch up to you and you're going to get put in your place. Because when you're cocky, when you're arrogant, you don't focus on this. You think you're good enough, you don't have to do anything anymore. You get complacent, and then people are going to catch up to you. People are going to put you in your place. They're going to want to. If you're cocky and you're arrogant, they're going to want to prove you wrong. They're going to play harder against you. They're going to try to kick you. They're going to try to tackle you harder. They're going to make your life a hell because they don't really like you. But if you're really good and you're extremely humble, it's hard for people not to like you. Even though they kind of hate you because you're so damn good, they have to respect you because you never talk trash. You never waste your time. You never tell people how good you are. You just show. You just go about your business. You do your thing. You get better every day. You stay very humble. Humility is also respect to your teammates, respect to your coach, respect to the referee, respect to your parents, respect to your opposition. Okay, so be respectful. Yes, you're confident. You know you're the boss. You know you're going to crush it every time you step on the field, but you're not cocky. You're respectful of the referee. You don't argue with him. If he makes a call, you ask him to explain it. You never yell at him. You don't swear at him. You don't get upset. You're respectful with your teammates. You expect them to play at a high standard. You expect them to give your best, but you never make them feel bad about themselves. You don't waste time trash talking with opponents. You just focus on your game. If you get into some like a hard tackle, it's nothing. You help them up off the ground or you leave them alone. You just focus on playing your game. You don't get lost in the trap of trash talk or even worrying about the opposition. You're self-focused. You don't care what they're doing. You don't be disrespectful to your coach. You listen when he speaks. You don't be disrespectful to your parents. This goes for on the field, off the field. Your parents give you everything. They drive you to practice. They pay for your team fees. They bought you shoes. They put food on your table. They put a roof over your head. They brought you into this world, and you're going to be upset with them because they didn't let you go out on a Friday night. Be respectful. Be humble. Use these tools. It's going to give you the secret to success, which is this thing right here. So all these little principles, these all go into your mind. You use them all the time. You review them. Ask yourself, am I doing these things or am I being negative? Am I being lazy? Am I just talking about it, not being about it? Am I staying complacent, staying in the same spot? Am I talking negatively to myself, being unconfident? Am I focused on the short term and I'm letting losses discourage me? Am I focused on other people, comparing myself to other people, wasting time, getting engaged with other people on the field when it doesn't matter? Am I being arrogant and cocky? Ask yourself those questions. Do these things. You're already ahead of the game. You're ahead of 90% of people. If you're young right now, it's difficult to understand all these concepts, but start thinking about becoming mentally tougher. A few ideas to really help you drill these concepts into your head. Number one, you have to take responsibility for your mental development. So if you're mentally weak right now, maybe you're just totally unaware. You didn't even know that the mental thing was an issue or was important. It's extremely important. It's everything. This is what's going to allow you to progress faster, to have more success, to get through the ups and downs. Take responsibility for the development of these things. No one else can really help you improve these. All that I can do for you is make you aware of them. You have to talk these into your mindset. You have to focus on them, but you have to take responsibility and say, hey, I'm mentally weak. I have to do something about it. And just like any other skill, like shooting, just like dribbling, like ball control, you can improve those things. Well, guess what? Mentality, mental strength, it is a skill, and you can improve it as well, but you have to take responsibility for it. You're focusing on other people. You're getting complacent. You're lazy. You don't work hard enough. You're negative. You complain all the time. You can change those things if you admit it, you take responsibility for it, and you say, hey, I have to do something about it. No one else is going to do this for me. You have to do something about it, and you can and you will. I can and I will. Number two, awareness. So now that you're just aware, as I said, I can't change these for you, but I can make you aware of them. Now that you know, it's all on you. But now that you know, you're going to catch yourself, oh, I'm complaining. Oh, I'm focusing on problems rather than solutions. I'm being lazy. I'm not working hard enough. I say I want this, but I'm not really showing that with what I do every day. Growth mindset. I'm getting complacent. Okay, I have to be aware of it. We've gone through these already. But now that you're aware of these concepts, now you're going to be more likely to catch yourself. And catching yourself is a good thing. You're not going to be able to figure all these out right away. But you have to catch yourself making these mistakes, being cocky, focusing on other people, focusing, getting lost in the short term and getting upset and discouraged, being unconfident, talking negatively to yourself. You're going to catch yourself doing these things and then you say, no, that's what he was talking about. Now that I'm aware, it's my responsibility to change it. What can I say differently to myself? How can I think differently? How can I approach this situation differently? 3, practice mental toughness. So as I said, confidence is a skill. Mental toughness is a skill. And we talk about all these different things, but at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is you deciding to talk yourself forward. That's what mental toughness is. When things go wrong, how do you respond? Do you respond negatively or positively? When things aren't going well, do you get lazy and give up, or do you get ambitious and hungry? You have to talk yourself, and this is the skill. You have to practice the skill of mental toughness. Your shooting is not good enough, so you go to the field and you practice shooting. It gets better. You're mentally weak. Things aren't going for you. You practice the skill of mental toughness, responding positively to adversity, responding positively to negative things on and off the field. That's what mental toughness is. You keep your composure. You think, how do I get myself out of this situation? You don't say, oh, poor me. No, what are you going to do about it? That's mental toughness. So just like any other skill, practice mental toughness, practice confidence. I put these together. Really, like, mentality is everything. It comes down to these. Talk yourself forward. Then I just wrote here, the battle is within. So what that means is you think that soccer is a competition with other people. You think it's your coach's fault that he doesn't play you. You think it's your city, your country's fault because they don't have enough opportunity. They don't have a good football system. You think it's anyone else's fault but your own. But the truth is, the battle, your success or your failure, it's all inside of you. It's the battle is within. If you can't see that, I'll give you the slides. You'll see this slide. I'll give you a picture of this whiteboard. Excuse me. The battle is within. This is where your success and your failure is. So you think you're competing against other people? You're not. You're competing against yourself every single day. So as I said with this, you're focused on other people? No. Today is a new day. How can I win today? And if I win today, if I conquer my negative self-doubt, that voice that says, you're not good enough, you're not gonna be able to do this, you'll never be good enough, why don't you give up? If you conquer that voice, that battle within, then you will win. So don't worry about other people. Your success, it comes within your inside yourself. It's battling negativity. It's battling laziness. It's battling procrastination and choosing to dominate them. That's where your success is. It's not your coach. It's not the other team. It's not the opposition. It's not any other external challenge or obstacle that comes up in your life. It's the battle within. All those things are just little tests and little things that come up that make you question yourself. But if you can learn to overcome procrastination by choice, it's not procrastination, laziness, these are not genetic traits. These are choices that you continue to make. You have to change that, win that battle, make a better choice, and then you'll be able to move forward. So, a lot of talking about mentality. Hopefully you are starting to understand the importance of mentality, mental strength. You're going to talk yourself forward. You're going to always tell yourself, I can do this. I will do this. And you are going to have more success because you focus on this. This is for the rest of your life. This isn't just soccer. This is life. This is success principles in general. The mind is everything. So please accept it, adopt it, work on it. You will take responsibility for it. Now that you're more aware of it, you're going to change it. You're going to catch yourself doing bad things, and you're going to practice mental toughness. This is going to help you get massive results throughout this program, but for the rest of your soccer career.